Okay. Here we are at the 22nd Annual Energy Exposition at the 3rd Annual Podcast Party. It's the Crude Life Podcast Party. Look at this. 3-story triple tower of power constructed by WIC. So, Governor Gordon, how are you doing today? Governor Mark Gordon.
Yeah. Good to be here, Jason.
Thanks for coming out. Now, we've got a few things to talk about. We're going to keep it nice and short tonight because we got people that want to eat and they want to hear your message tonight. How about a preview of your message tonight? I imagine it has to do with a lot about all the above energy.
Well, it really does. And it has to do with the fact that we have inflation like you wouldn't believe. We have energy prices that are going high. And we have the solution right here in our country. You know, we need to open up these lands. We need to be able to drill more. We need to be able to produce more energy. Wyoming is an all of the above state. I think America is waking up to the fact that we have a lot of energy here. Why should we be buying it from our enemies when we could be selling it to our friends?
Here at the Energy Expo, we got wind, solar, uranium, hydrogen, coal, make coal great. I saw that shirt over there. Of course, we got oil and gas. We have Frackleberry Hound here coming in. Hey, here she comes. She wants to meet the governor as well. Everybody's meeting the governor here today. All right, so let's talk about the transportation issues that's going on right now, which is just today. We're having a lot of people come over to the Crude Life talking about this gas tax they're going to repeal. Everybody's confused. Doesn't the gas tax go to transportation in terms of roads and bridges? So what's going on with this?
Yeah, no, that's also been a big issue with electric vehicles. There's no way to get these roads paved, and we need to make sure we keep those paved and keep the road infrastructure up, because that's what hauls all the produce that we have in the country. So one of the issues there, and we've looked at it here in this state, we're looking at what we can do to reduce the tax burden. But you got to realize that's just a minimal part of what that overall bill is. And the main reason that bill has gotten so high is because we don't have certainty for energy development. We don't have refining capacity. We have regulations that are crushing everything. So I'll be interested to see what this, you know, tax commission comes out, but it shouldn't cripple our own roads.
I would hope not, because we learned back when in my home state of Minnesota, of course, North Dakota being my home state too, born in Minnesota, but high school, college, elementary school in North Dakota, and my business is there. But you remember the bridge accident, 35W, there were school kids on there. We learned that 90% of the bridges need to be repaired. This is a very dangerous move for America.
Yeah, it is, and I think the relief that's going to happen is really on the margin. You know, it makes a lot of noise to say we're going to reduce taxes. I think we should always look at what we can do to keep taxes low, but we pay these taxes on the roads for a reason, and that is to make sure that our road infrastructure, the bridges you're talking about and everything else, are up to speed. And, you know, the argument they may say is, well, we've already thrown out trillions of dollars. That's going to be paid for by great-grandkids. You know, we need to have a sensible energy policy that's sustainable over the long haul.
How do we get there? Does, you know, taking a quarter off of our gallon of gas help? I don't think it does. Even taking 50 cents off when everybody was paying $2 last year. That's the part people are having a hard time with, because their budget is more than just a quarter off or 50 cents off. What is the sensible energy policy that Wyoming can bring?
Well, I think the sensible energy policy is to get our federal lands open for leasing development again. And the reason for that is because anytime you have a federal mineral anywhere in a play, it slows down everything. And in fact, this Biden administration, with their Biden ban on oil and gas leasing on federal lands, is doing nothing but crippling the entire West. It is slowing down production. It is slowing down actually good environmental work, because these companies put a lot into making sure their plays are done correctly, that they're done with a lot of sensitivity. And when you take that away, you have a lot of capital migration to places where they don't give a damn about, frankly, the environment.
All right, last question here. As we're in front of the 3rd annual podcast party on the radio, we got 5 states network here, worldwide via the interweb with the podcast land. Here we are on the video as well, with my first public bald appearance because of my alopecia crop circle hair. What do you want people to walk away from the energy conference, from your campaign, whatever it might be? What can Wyoming bring to the table? What can you do for the people?
Well, this energy conference is a wonderful annual event where people come together that are really bullish about the future of America. And what Wyoming can bring is what it has always brought, which is entrepreneurialism, the opportunity to make things better, and the chance to do the best for this country. Wyoming has all the energy sources right here. We have wind, we have solar, we have nuclear. We've got the first generation of a new nuclear type of plant. And people say, oh, I'm worried about the danger that we saw something very similar to it at the INL that's been operating for 40 years. To get our own domestic uranium industry back up and running, that's going to be key. We can bring critical minerals back here. We can bring all of those industries that we've let go to China, and we can make our country the strong country it was once again.
Wyoming Mark Governor, thank you so much for coming on here. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Let's give it up for the Governor of Wyoming at the 22nd Annual Energy Expo. All right, at the third podcast party. Thank you much. All right, let's go get some photos now.